So the question was asked, is it a poor indication about a convert like Batya, the daughter of Pharaoh, or Yisro, Jethro? Is it a poor indication about their intentions if they feel bad when their own people suffer, when their own people deserve it, as the Egyptians rightfully deserve to be hurt? So before we talk about converts, and we will see that this is not held against them. On the contrary, the Torah says it's a normal part of human emotion. Let's analyze first what the Torah says about us. We would look at the Egyptians and say they were worse than the Nazis. And if we look at the numbers, and if we look at the evil atrocities that they committed, so one can definitely argue which one was worse. And yet the Torah tells us, "Lo titaev mitzri, ki ger hayita be'artzo." Be careful. Don't have limitless enmity. Lo titaev. The ta'ev is like to be totally disgusted with the Egyptian, for you were a sojourner in their land. So imagine the Torah would write that about the Nazis. You would say, what do you mean? But look what they did to me. Look at how many Jews they killed. Same thing with the Egyptians. We would say, look at how many Jews they killed. Look at how many they murdered, they butchered. Look what they did. They tried to annihilate us. They were the first or second who tried to accomplish the final solution. Okay, third, you have Lavan, you have Esav, and now you have the Egyptians. So you have they're the third to try to accomplish the final solution. So what does that mean? Why can't I be totally disgusted with them? Comes the Torah and says, no. There was a time when you needed them, they provided you. You have to have a certain appreciation. So now let's go back to Batya or Bitya. Her father, Pharaoh, took care of her. She grew up among the Egyptians. What's so terrible? She has a certain appreciation, which is real. She has a certain connection, which is real. You can't eliminate a person's past. It's true that we encourage a ger to move forward, build new connections, build a new life. But no one says that just because they built a new life, their old life disappears. On the contrary, the Talmud says, be careful in the presence of a ger. Don't speak badly about his home country. Even if there's what to say bad, like there was to say about the Egyptians. Moshe calls in Yisro and he makes a mistake. He tells him, you want to hear how badly Hashem punished the Egyptians? It says Yisro heard it and he blessed Hashem. He actually blessed Hashem over it. He was the first one to bring a Todah sacrifice. So he was tremendous in his overt expression of appreciation to the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the good he did to the Jewish people. And yet, the Torah gives us insight. Vayichad Yitro al kol hatovana. The word vayichad has dual meaning. In Hebrew, the word vayichad means he became sharp. It was acrimonious to Yisro to hear the good that Hashem did to the Jews at the expense of the Egyptians. In Aramaic, the word vayichad is the translation of he rejoiced. So vayichad Yitro, if the Torah is adopting Aramaic terminology, as the Torah sometimes does, we have other places in Torah where the Torah uses Aramaic words. So then vayichad Yitro means he was happy. But what is the simple reading? It was acrimonious to Jethro. It was harsh to him. It was bitter to him. It was sharp to him. Rashi says, Nasab saro chidudin. He got goosebumps. It was not comfortable for him to hear how his own tribesmen, his own fellow people suffered. Now he left them. He said, they're wrong, they're cruel. And nonetheless, he spent his life, he grew up as one of them. So it was difficult for him. Yisro grew up in Egypt.
That is like coming home or something?
He moved out to Midian and became the high priest there. So I think that the Torah teaches us the other way. That we have to be sensitive, that they will have that sensitivity.
In the sense of that, I can understand a person feeling that kind of pain anyway. But I'm talking about like requesting clemency for someone who's like a mass murderer.
Question is how much in you?
It doesn't say over here that Batya asked for clemency. No, that's a good point. But it doesn't say that she asked for it. She said, after all the good I did to you, how could you bring such bad onto my whole family?